A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the need to know when you've gone too far. So in case you just don't live in the United States, which we're very jealous right now. Some of us are very jealous that you get to live outside of the United States. In case you're living outside of the United States, you probably know, but you may not know that it is just hell in a handbasket would be the descriptive term of what this administration has done and continues to do to the country, and largely unchecked, like just largely unchecked. Some of the courts are trying to keep some guardrails in place, but for the most part, our current occupant of the White House is just moving with impunity and does not adhere to, recognize, or honor any real judgments, actually, legal judgments, constitution, anything like that. So for those who don't know or may not know, the current occupant demands loyalty, even though he gives none, as you've seen with the recent firings of some of the women who were in his cabinet, and they were actually unqualified. So we're not too upset about it. The point is, during the holiest of holidays for Christians, the president's Department of Defense, which they now call the Department of War under Secretary Hegseth, who is actually a veteran, which I always forget because he doesn't act like one ever. So none that I would come from a military family on both sides. So I've never met anybody, you know, at different rankings too, but I've never met anybody, a veteran who acts like Pete Hegseth, at least in public. But, you know, he is the head of the Department of War, and he issued a edict that the United States is the greatest military in the world. We are at war, and that the Pope, that would be Pope Leo, I think he's talking to the Pope's black side, but that the Pope better get on board or get rolled over. And what's really interesting about this is that not only did he do this during the holiest of times, and this is because the Pope has spoken out against the war, which is not only illegal, but he says is immoral, right? He's also spoken out about some of the things that the administration is doing. So like, for example, like Hegseth says he's a veteran, he supports veterans, but there, and I think 2 days ago, the current occupant signed legislation, or, you know, his executive orders everything, right? So he did an executive order that would cut funding to WIC. And the fact is that I think a third of military families are food insecure. And I think the number is higher in terms of those that rely on public assistance like WIC, and that's for women, infants, and children. Okay. So I say it to say the Pope was like, when they were doing it before, now they've just done it again, probably in response to the Pope, because they're petty like that. And they think that harming women, infant, and children will like give them big points with their supporters who are now upset with them because they've started this illegal war, and prices have skyrocketed and things of that nature, even more so than they were. And he's not keeping his word, and he's not doing anything to help people here. And he's, you know, taking his command from the leader of another country. So people are really upset with him. I'm gonna land the plane. So I'm just giving you the context. So the Pope has been responding to this and saying that you can't do this and you shouldn't do this. And I think even with WIC, people don't even know that veterans use it, but many veterans and their families have to use it, especially when they're at wartime, during wartime. So our Secretary of War not only told the Pope, who is like supposedly the straight connect to God, that's what Catholics believe. I don't know what you believe, but that's what Catholics believe. Not only to get on board, but also threaten him. So they had a U.S. official present at this meeting. And the U.S. official who told the Pope to basically get on board with the U.S. Brought up the Avignon Papacy. papacy. I don't know why I mispronounced that word. I do know how to pronounce it. It's papacy. A period in the 14th century in which the French monarchy bent the Catholic Church into submission, basically ordering an attack on the Pope Boniface, who's I think the eighth pope, the eighth, I think that was his number, that led to his downfall and of course subsequent death, and facing the papacy, forcing the papacy to relocate from Rome to Avignon, a region inside of France. So you're saying, why is all of this important? It's important because that's a threat. So basically, if you don't get on board with us, we're going to do you like we did, Pope Boniface, which basically what we did was, not only did we have him killed, but we also then forced the Catholic Church to relocate from Rome to Avignon. So what I need you to know is when you don't have any real power, you shouldn't pretend like you have power. Now, if you want to know what real power is, you can see the Catholic Church historically, currently, in the future. I suspect the Catholic Church that's going to be on Mars is going to be just as powerful. All right. So you don't need to be threatening people, particularly when you're not in the position, and you have really demonstrated an abuse of power, and that you really don't know what you're doing with the power that you have. Further, to threaten the Pope, Pope Leo, an American, I might add, the first American Pope, I might add. You see why they don't let Americans near the papacy? You see? To threaten Pope Leo, essentially with his life, at least that's how I interpreted it, is highly problematic and is not reflective of anyone who is in any esteemed position within the American government. So I say that to say what you need to know is, first of all, when you don't have power, don't go around acting like you got it. Second of all, you don't threaten anybody when you're in that position. And that includes our president, who threatened to eradicate a whole nation, on a social media platform. But making these threats that you cannot possibly carry out, and if you do carry out, there would be dire consequences, not only for you, but for your citizens. And I would say, I mean, there are a bunch of people who elected him, voted for him. I guess he doesn't care about them either, whether they live or die, whether they have good lives or whatever. I guess he doesn't. But you cannot threaten people who hold immense amount of power, really, in the palm of their hands. Like, you making that kind of threat can lead to harm to you, your family members, and other people, even here in the United States. That is a threat. It is indicative and reflective that Secretary Hegseth is not using even his military training. He shows no signs of having been in the military, to me. Like, no signs. I need to see photos, videos, and written correspondence from people who served with him, because he shows no signs of having been in the military, based on his actions. But all signs of having been a Fox Media Fox Media commentator. So I'm gonna land in the plane. What I need you to know is, know who you are, and know what cards you have to play. And when you don't have power, don't go around acting like you have power. And whatever you do, do not threaten someone who has even more power than the president of the United States, if you want to keep it real. Got more followers, for sure, than the president of the United States, if you want to keep it real. Because it's not only not smart, it's just not diplomatic, it's not humane. And it's not necessary. And we know you're not going to do anything, because we keep seeing it. Talk, 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 nothing. We're going to have a ceasefire. 5 seconds later, bomb. No ceasefire. We've been talking to Iran. 5 seconds later, we haven't talked to him. We don't even know what he looks like. He ain't over here. All the things. So just stop. So tune in next week to another Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. make sure you check out A Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who are always bringing you important information that you need to know. But remember, whatever you do, stay informed, stay focused, and stay Black. Toodles.
A Black Executive Perspective.